It was early March, and I'd taken my camper out for a midweek camping trip. The woods right outside my house had plenty of dirt paths, big enough to fit my truck with the camper attached, so I would often find myself staying out there for a couple nights a few times a month. My favorite spot was down a small trail that went out by a lake. The lake itself was huge, but the spot I always went to was secluded and far too random for most people to go to. When I got out there in the morning, I detached the camper from my truck and got my bag together for a hike. There weren't any trails out here from what I knew, but hiking along the lake was still a nice walk and assured me that I wouldn't get lost. Only a few minutes walk from my camper though, I came across something really strange. It was a trailer wedged between a couple of trees, looking rugged and old, almost like it had been out here for years. But I had been this way before, and it definitely wasn't here last time, so someone had to have moved it recently. I stayed for a little bit, keeping my distance but trying to see if there was any sign of someone living there. In all honesty, taking just one look at it gave me the feeling that this was purposefully hidden, maybe to cover something up. From what I could see, it had no signs of being lived in recently, which only made my suspicions grow. Why would someone go through the effort to move a beat-up trailer through the woods into such a secluded area? My gut was telling me to leave, but something about it pulled me in enough to get me to knock on the door to the trailer. Nobody answered, and there was no movement from inside. I knocked one more time, and with no more sounds, I left it and walked back to my camper. The trailer was on my mind for the next several hours while I sat outside and got my campfire going. Once the sun set and the stars came out, though, I was back to enjoying my night. I was sitting on a small chair and looking up, just taking in the peacefulness, when the unmistakable sound of footsteps crunched the leaves from somewhere out in the woods behind me. I turned and saw a light, steadily going between the trees as whoever was out there walked through the woods. Seeing someone out here was really strange, so I kept my eye on them as they continued toward the lake, but then the light suddenly shut off. I stared off into the darkness for a while, looking for any movement, but couldn't see anything. Then the faint sound of footsteps started again, coming in my direction. They were subtle, clearly trying to be as quiet as possible. I stood up.
"Hey, what do you want?"
The footsteps stopped, sounding like they were just a few yards from me. I waited for a response or some kind of movement, but there was nothing for what felt like an entire minute until they finally started backing up. I heard the steps fade out into the woods, and I put two and two together, realizing he was going in the direction of the abandoned trailer. After his really strange behavior and thinking about the trailer some more, I was not going to risk staying the night. I packed up and reattached my camper to the truck, then turned my brights on and carefully drove down the path. It took a while, but I made it out and decided to call the police to report the strange behavior of the man, as well as the trailer. In the morning, I took two officers out to where I saw the trailer, but it was gone. And to make it all even more crazy, there were clear trails on the ground, showing the trailer having been dragged all the way up to the lake, where the marks faded into the waterline. Whatever that trailer was hiding now sits at the bottom of the lake, completely inaccessible, and no evidence ever came up to warrant the retrieval of the trailer. So everything is just left as a mystery. It's terrifying to think of what that man could have done to me had he caught me by the trailer he was hiding. And unfortunately, I'll always be haunted with the mystery of what was behind that door. Last year, I went out on my own into the forest about an hour from my house to go camping for a night. I wasn't planning anything special, I just wanted to spend some time outside for a day and then go home, and although inexperienced, I didn't see the harm in being out for just a day. When I got to the camping trail, there were three cars parked on the road right next to it. I really didn't want to talk to anyone or spend the day around other people, so I kept driving until I found a different trail down the road. There were no places to park, so I had to go further down and then walk back. This trail was very thin and was all dirt, no gravel or anything, so it definitely wasn't a popular spot. I started down it, going through relatively flat terrain with nothing but trees and bushes around. As I got about 2 hours in, the trail slowly started thinning out, until it was getting difficult to even tell if I was still on it or not. I had a feeling this could happen at the beginning, but I was 2 hours in, so I wasn't even worried about it by then, and had completely overlooked it. I turned around and started to make my way back, trying my best to find the more defined portion of the path, but just 5 minutes later, I saw something that made me stop in my place. A cabin, sitting right in the middle of the forest. My first thought on seeing it was that I was 100% lost, because I hadn't seen it on the way up. But then my thoughts shifted toward the eerie feeling it was giving me. What was a cabin doing way out here? I approached it slowly, and seeing as it had no door, I looked inside. It was a mess, full of old garbage. The longer I stayed though, the more creeped out I got. I turned around and started going back to the trail, but was interrupted by a loud thump from behind me. I looked back at the cabin, and through the doorway, I saw a man appear from behind the wall. He was middle-aged and wearing torn-up clothes, pretty much looking like he lived there. He looked at me with a creepy, emotionless face. I nervously said sorry, then quickly walked away. I looked back once, seeing him staring at me as I got further away. I spent the next hour on edge, looking everywhere for the trail while also making sure I wasn't being followed. As the sun began to set, I got increasingly more worried, but thankfully, just before the light was gone, I found the middle of the trail. I debated just going back to my car, but chose to stake out the night just to be sure I didn't lose my way again. I unloaded my bag and got my tent set up, then went inside and laid down. I had planned to get a fire going and do a bunch of other stuff, but at this point I wasn't even in the mood anymore and just wanted to rest. I closed my eyes and drifted into sleep. When my eyes opened, it was pitch black and all I heard was the forest creaking. I tilted my head and my eyes locked on the entrance to my tent. Staring back at me was the shadow-covered face of the man, with his head sticking through the half-opened entryway. I jumped back, and the man did the same. I heard his footsteps hurrying away as I got out and looked, only seeing the back of him running into the woods. With my heart still racing, I undid everything and shoved it into my bag, then carefully followed the trail all the way back to my car. I can't even begin to think of what that man was about to do while I was sleeping, but his eyes looking back at me through the dark was a horrifying sight that has yet to leave my head. I of course never went back, and have mostly refrained from talking about it, just because I know I won't ever get any answers. I went on a camping trip with my buddy from college. I'll call him Andrew to keep both of our identities private. We'd been friends for a little less than a year and both enjoyed the forest and going for hikes, but really hadn't ever stayed overnight in nature before. This was during spring break at our school and we'd been planning this for a while. We chose a trail we were familiar with and even got a basic idea of the area we would set up at. And come the day of, we headed out without thinking twice. We were happy seeing that nobody else was on the trail. In fact, we had chosen this trail for that very reason, knowing it was never a busy attraction. The trail took us about 6 miles into the forest before we got to the general area where we wanted to set up and pitched our tents, then had a small meal just before the sun was about to come down. Andrew and I collected some large stones and sticks to make a fire with and got it going just as it got dark. Irresponsibly, we'd brought a pack of beers and started drinking while talking and just hanging out by the fire. We had some good conversations and had fun, but a couple hours in, we were ready to call it a night. We put out the fire, then got in our tents to go to bed. I actually fell asleep really easily because of the calm sounds of nature, but throughout the night, I kept waking up. It wasn't due to any noises, but I would just jerk awake for some reason. I assumed it was just me being unfamiliar with being out in the forest at night, but it still gave me an uneasy feeling. Then, on maybe my fourth or fifth time waking up, I heard Andrew's tent unzipping. I thought he was probably going out to use the bathroom or something, but he only took a few steps until I heard him open up his backpack and start searching around. Another 30 or so seconds went by with no other noises. It was like he was just standing right outside of his tent. I sat up and eventually unzipped my tent and looked out. As soon as the sound of my zipper began, I heard Andrew's footsteps rush away from the front of my tent, and by the time I stuck my head out, Andrew was ducked down and quickly shoved something back into his backpack, then turned and looked at me with a concerned face.
"Is everything okay?"
He looked at me for a moment, then nodded his head. Something about this immediately felt off. I climbed out of my tent and stood up, asking what he was doing out here. He responded by saying he was having trouble sleeping and just came out for some fresh air, but while he was talking, I looked down at his backpack. Sticking out of the top was the back end of a handgun. I felt my face turn white as I looked back at Andrew and tried my best to hide my reaction, but he already knew what I saw. We stared at each other for a strange few seconds before he turned and went back inside his tent, not saying another word. I'd never seen him act like that before, and his face gave away that he was guilty of something. It was already strange that he never told me he was bringing a gun, but the way he was acting just made it even more unsettling. I stayed up for the rest of the night, sitting on the ground outside the tents and waiting for the sun to come up. When it did, I packed everything up and left. After that day, Andrew never contacted me, which I guess proves that something was going on that night. I don't know for sure what would have happened or why it would have happened, but I know that I was lucky to get out of there before finding out.